Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Glad to have this man back. He is the U.S. Senator from the great state of Kansas. It is Dr. Roger Marshall. Doctor, how are you? Good to see you.
Joe, Happy New Year. Good to be with you.
Happy New Year. Really glad to have you back. I love having doctors on who are also involved in politics, because we're supposed to believe that politics and medicine were separate until like a year and a half ago. Now suddenly we have to mix politics and medicine. And if you dare say the wrong thing, you're banned from social media, you're excommunicated from society, you're not woke enough, you're canceled. And it shouldn't be that way. You and I spoke last time that if you're my personal doctor and I go and see you and you decide I don't need a COVID vaccine, that should be good enough. I'm now informed. I don't give consent. I shouldn't have to get the jab. But, doctor, in New York City and in many other places, you can't do anything without not only proving that you don't have COVID, you've got to prove that you've taken a jab in your arm. Did you ever think we'd get to this?
Joe, I don't know what to say. I'm almost speechless.
Yeah.
But this is where big government socialism, this is how they think. They wake up in the morning, wonder, how can we grow government? That they know better than you do. But what we know is that when government overreacts, it continues to create more and more problems. And now we have a compounding of problems created by their mandates. This recently, over the past several months, over 30,000 healthcare workers have resigned in New York. So now we're trying to correct that problem by sending in the National Guard. National Guard officers working in nursing homes, helping to staff the hospitals. Meanwhile, we're going to lose about 30 or 40% of our National Guards when their mandates go into effect. So this is what happens when the government overreacts and tries to have a one-size-fits-all. This government, this big socialist government, is seeing every problem as a nail, and all they have is a big sledgehammer to try and fix it.
The left has oftentimes just been dead wrong and hypocritical about things. And I'll give you an example. What you just said is exactly right. My body, my choice has been their mantra since 1973. I have no choice when it comes to a vaccine, which, by the way, I'm not vaccinated. I'm healthy. I have no comorbidities. I'm not going to be vaccinated. I don't want to take it. I'm a free, liberated American. But now I'm the bad guy. And then you've got the hypocrisy of Obama having a big birthday party, no masking. Who knows if they were vaccinated or not, but we were told they were sophisticated. AOC, in her district, she is pro-mandate, pro-vaccine, pro-mask. She flies to Florida, parties hardy, no mask on, doesn't have to worry about showing a vaccine passport. This really is rules for thee, not rules for me. They're living like they're monarchs. Senator, how did we get here, and what do we do about it?
Well, Joe, I think that all of America is having some buyer's remorse over the person that's sitting in the White House right now. And really, that's how we fix it, is we're going to have to flip the House and flip the Senate eventually. But, you know, just to go along with what you're talking about, we've known all along that cloth masks don't work. I don't think any of them really do. But now all the experts are saying, the talking heads, oh, cloth masks aren't going to work. We knew that. They're changing the time out is to 5 days rather than 10 days. There's nothing different about the science today that we didn't know a year ago. But they've created this problem of labor shortages, so they've had to do something. So they've responded by lowering the time out. Their whole philosophy has not worked. The big government put all their money that vaccines, masks, and testing would work. But now the horse is out of the barn. What I'm frustrated with is they paid little attention to therapeutics. We've already spent as a federal government over $40 billion on testing, but only $15 billion on therapeutics. One of my loved ones was getting really sick this past week with the COVID virus. And we couldn't get monoclonal antibodies. We couldn't get any of the new medicines, the new antivirals, but she miraculously responded to ivermectin. I don't know that I can say ivermectin would work for most people, for some people, but I want your doctor to decide that. I looked at 55 studies this weekend just to see what are the newest studies on ivermectin, and 55 studies showed when taken early, they make a big difference. And then that's getting back to your first point. That's the decision between you and your doctor, not the federal government, one size fits all.
And we've got some pharmacists who refused to fill ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. And if you want to know if those things work, I mean, you're right. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You are a doctor, and you're still looking at the studies, and you're figuring out whether it works or not. But ivermectin, just look at India. We know ivermectin works because of what India has done to squash this disease with ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine, I don't know. Look at Nigeria. In Nigeria, they've got a malaria problem. They all take hydroxychloroquine all year round to protect from malaria. Guess what? They have a very, very low COVID-19 happenstance. Why is that? Well, we can use our brains and we can realize why it is, or we can listen to Dr. Fauci, who 40 years ago got AIDS and HIV wrong. He literally, doctor, I've got a video that I post on Twitter all the time of him saying you can get HIV, you can become infected with it just by casual contact or living with somebody. That's not true. He probably was the father of homophobia, to be honest with you. So at some point, we've got to start saying to ourselves, I've got a doctor that I trust. He or she seems to know what they're talking about. They've got studies and clinical trials that they can refer to. And maybe, just maybe, even if Twitter hates it, maybe it just maybe, if Facebook hates it, we should still try it because it's saving lives. That's not that radical, is it?
No, it's not. Right now, the government, Dr. Fauci, is trying to make you feel like if you get this Omicron virus, that you've got stage 4 cancer. And for most people, it'll be like the common cold. But there may be a group of people with underlying healthcare conditions, like my loved one had, that was starting to have bad asthma and breathing problems. And that's right. The person that needs some type of therapeutics. I've been given advice to women for decades on what type of treatment for breast cancer, for metastatic ovarian cancer. And it's never always been black and white, that there's only one size that fits all. I have to take all the information about this patient, their specific type of cancer that they have, and then weigh all those options, meet with the oncologist, get a second opinion. So the advice I would give a child with this virus is going to be way different than I'm going to give for my parents with this virus. There's no way that Dr. Fauci can sit in his throne and give out and send out a dictum that's going to work for everybody in this country.
And by the way, how many boosters? It's Senator Roger Marshall. He's an MD. He's an actual medical doctor. He's from the great state of Kansas. How many boosters? Now we're hearing the third booster. Yeah, if you don't have the third booster, then you're not fully vaccinated. Well, you might need the fourth booster. What we know about Omicron out of South Africa, and I believe them because they've actually dealt with it, is that it's mild. It's so much more mild than Delta, which was very deadly. Dr. Malone, who is the mRNA technology founder, he's the inventor, he says it's a Christmas present to have Omicron. Dr. Peter McCullough, who I had on the program recently, says it's a Christmas present because Omicron is mild. You don't lose your sense of taste, your sense of smell. You've got some coughing, maybe a sore throat, and then you get beyond it with therapeutics. This is something that I thought we wanted, but instead we're utilizing Omicron and its very existence to pretend like this is going to fill emergency rooms. This is going to pressurize our medical infrastructure and all the unvaccinated people are causing it. Those things just don't jive for me. They just don't make sense. I'm not a medical, I'm a dork on the radio. Does it make sense to you as a medical doctor that we should be freaking out over something that is a mild variant that I thought we all wanted? We didn't want original COVID. We didn't want Delta. We wanted something mild, didn't we?
So I agree with most everything you said, Joe. Certainly, 92% of Americans already had some level of immunity before right. Omicron started. I think within a week or two, we're going to probably be at 90%, 98% immunity at some level. So I think that's the good news from this virus. It's going to rip through the country in a matter of weeks. But there are some people that I'm concerned about with their health. So elderly people, senior citizens, obese people, people with underlying healthcare conditions can still get really sick with this. So I can't say it's totally true, but I right. think there is a silver lining in this that I think by the time that this gets through, that we'll have a higher level of immunity. And in general, its morbidity is not nearly as high or right. mortality is near as high either. So we're getting there. But then we need the federal government to acknowledge natural immunity as well, which we're really struggling to convince them of.
Which makes perfect sense. We're not arguing, by the way. We're on the same page here. Sure. I agree with you. The elderly, those who have comorbidities, those who the doctor says you should probably get vaccinated or take a good look at it, they probably should take a good look at it, maybe get vaccinated, as long as they're informed and they give consent. My problem is that Delta was very deadly. If we were given a choice between Delta, the original coronavirus, unmutated, Delta, or Omicron, I'm going Omicron if I have to pick one. And I think that's because South Africa said so and because of what we know about the actual symptoms. I'm with you, though. If you're in some sort of a situation health-wise where you're at risk, listen to your doctor and then take action. When it comes to OSHA, they're going to be in front of the Supreme Court this Friday, I believe. OSHA does not have authority from you and Congress to to push any mandate on anybody. Their function was never to make sure people get vaccines in their arms. Their function was to make sure my arm doesn't get crushed as I'm on the assembly line somewhere. So what are your thoughts about the Supreme Court hearing this case? And what are the chances that OSHA will be given the okay to force me to get a shot?
Yeah, I'm very bullish. I'm very optimistic that the Supreme Court is going to agree with most Americans that this OSHA rule is unconstitutional, that we're forcing employers give punishment to their employees, keeping us from making a living.
Right.
I think most of the courts have agreed with us on that. I think most of us agree it's unconstitutional. And it's interesting that the federal government, President Biden, keeps pushing back the deadlines as well. So I just hope that they're going to hear the case Friday, but we're not expecting a big decision then. But hopefully they'll put some type of a stay on it and get through this darn Omicron rash we're going through.
Yeah.
And maybe by February, Dr. Fauci will have some a little bit better concepts of what's going on and realize that 98% of Americans have some level of immunity and these mandates are unnecessary, let alone unconstitutional.
He's a medical doctor, Senator Roger Marshall, great state of Kansas. And I always appreciate you taking the time. Let me switch gears quickly. I've only got a minute or two left. Chuck Schumer out of New York, the Senate Majority Leader, is saying that he's going to push some sort of a vote to get rid of the filibuster. The filibuster, its biggest ally not very long ago was Barack Obama. He talked about how important it was to have the filibuster to make sure the voices were heard from the majority and the minority. Suddenly, they're in the majority, and it's a racist thing, and it's a leftover from Jim Crow, which is not true. Are the Republicans, Roger, doing enough to get a Joe Manchin to at least say he's independent and caucus with you guys to stop this ridiculous power move that Schumer's trying to do? Or maybe a Sinema. Maybe you get her to say, I'm an independent and I'm going to caucus with the Republicans. It's 50-50. You guys can, by one simple vote, can take the majority away from this guy and stop him from running roughshod over a process that's been in place a long time, process that Democrats very recently supported.
Well, I certainly think this is one more chapter in the book on hypocrisy, right? Yeah. Think about the hypocrisy here. In 2017, 28 senators, including Senator Manchin, signed a letter saying that we should keep the filibuster. The biggest difference between then and now is that Republicans controlled all three branches of government in 2017, and now the Democrats do. This is total hypocrisy. And trust me, we're speaking with Senators Manchin and Sinema daily, multiple people. I think that the Democrat Party is trying to push them both out of their party. An op-ed by Congresswoman Jayapal from the progressive segment of the Democrat Party questioned Joe Manchin's integrity, that he went back on his word this weekend. I'm sure if you saw that in the Washington Post, an op-ed. I think that they're going to drive him out of the Democrat Party. Certainly the Democrat Party has left Joe Manchin.
It's crazy to me that this is even being considered because, again, that video is widely available with Barack Obama in 2006 or something, standing there on the Senate floor talking about how important the filibuster was to keep all voices involved in the process. Do they think we don't have video? Well, Senator, I don't know, maybe this is off the beaten path completely, but have you ever thought to yourself, what do they think they're doing? We've got video of them saying what we say they're saying. Why do they pretend like we don't know? We could just go back a few years and see Nancy Pelosi on very different sides of the issue. Jerry Nadler on very different sides of the impeachment issue. Why do they keep on doing this? And do they think that we're just stupid?
They do think that the American public is stupid, that we can't understand what the filibuster is. I mean, my gosh, what is the filibuster? 60 votes in the Senate. Well, why does that matter? Well, it matters is it forces us to work on a bipartisan basis.
Right.
It creates more certainty. It keeps all the ups and downs and big changes of tax law from fluctuating from one Congress to the next as well. Businesses love certainty. If you like certainty, then you want to keep the filibuster. But you're right. They think that the American public is stupid, that we're not going to remember any of those things. These folks, it's hard for you and me and your listeners to understand this, but they wake up in the morning wondering, how can we grow government? How can we have more control? You and I wake up wondering, how can we set people free? How can we innovate?
Right.
What can I do to make businesses grow in my home state of Kansas? And typically it's getting government out of the way, but they wake up thinking they're smarter than you on every issue.
It's crazy to me. And we've got to call them out at every turn. And hopefully Manchin or Sinema or both will say, you know what? Enough is enough. We're going to stop this whole ridiculous administration and this and these policies that don't make any sense. It's a medical doctor, also Senator Roger Marshall, great state of Kansas. Senator, thanks a million for coming on. Let's do it again soon, okay?
Yes, Joe. Great to see you again. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Right back at you. Happy New Year. We're back after this. Stay right here.